Hello, and welcome to Win Stupid Prizes, the show where we ask the questions that nobody else thought were worth asking. I'm Eddie, and I'm joined today by three little piggies, and they are Jamie.
Oi.
Paul.
Oink oink.
And our judge this week is Alex.
Hello, hello, hello. I suppose you're all wondering why I've gathered you here today, or why I've subcontracted Eddie to gather you here today. My employers are updating their contingency plans, and we're in need of some expert consultation on some of the events we're legally required to plan for. So my question for you is very simple. How would you stop Thanos?
Put vision in the f***, son!
Could you elaborate?
You solve half of the problem, right? You know, Banner comes down. For some reason, Captain Wizard Dingleberg Dongledick doesn't know about this major threat to the universe. We all go back to Wakanda.
Was that a Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yes.
Wasn't even close.
I was trying to work out if that was Captain America.
Wasn't even a BC.
We all go to Wakanda, and there's like the princess, like, oh, we're not going to leave anyone behind. As Captain America says, oh, if I've suddenly become in as, like, you know, lead of S.H.I.E.L.D., by the way, taking control of this, we're going to have to make sure that Cap doesn't just beat my head in.
You become leader of S.H.I.E.L.D. We've gone from Alex hiring us as consultants to you being leader of S.H.I.E.L.D. in about 10 seconds.
Well, who else was doing that from Earth?
Well, Nick Fury, what?
Yeah, but like, if we're being subcontracted out to do it, who is Alex working for? Barclays Bank?
Yeah, probably.
Is Alex not working for S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I'm legally obliged to tell you that you're not allowed to ask who my employers are.
I'm assuming it's just like, this is just a normal thing you have to make sure you have coverage for in the modern day, right?
Yeah, okay, so Barclays Bank have hired Alex to hire us.
Barclays Bank knew more than the Sorcerer Supreme.
This episode is not sponsored by Barclays Bank, but if they would like to get in touch for a sponsorship, you can email us.
Other banking corporations are available.
Just at us at Hexagorgon, because I don't know if our emails are public.
On Twitter. They're like, please don't bring us up again.
Let's rewind to the original premise here, which was Vision in the Sun.
Yeah. Because, like, you need to get rid of the...
I mean, we think the stones are indestructible, right?
Well, yeah, but in the middle of the sun's pretty damn bad, isn't it?
So that's an interesting point. Could Thanos get into the middle of the sun with the rest of the Infinity Stones?
Well, to be fair, he could just rewind time. His vision just comes extracted out of the sun.
Wait, this is the destroy Vision plan of the main movie.
Right, okay, we put Vision and Bendy Dick Cucumber in the sun.
Committing to this bit.
Okay, but then the space stone gets you back.
All right, he doesn't have two stones. So we're still asking the question, though, with the other four, can he get into the middle of the sun?
I'm arguing that space gets any of them out.
Well, a space stone, we only ever really see him, like, teleport around with it.
Well, I assume he can teleport other things with it. He teleports his friends with him.
Yeah, he does.
He just warps space, right?
Okay, so he's ended up getting all the stones. He's ended up doing the click. Right, okay, so I've screwed up there. Vision the Sun didn't work. That's all done.
Gave up on that remarkably quickly, dude.
Bendy Dick Cucumber is pissed off at me because I put him in the sun. Because I could have put just the stone in, but I decided to put
actually,
him in too.
Before we move on, can I actually raise the point? How do you convince Mr. Bendersnatch Wing Wang to get into the sun?
Oh, I tell him Dumamu's come back in there or something. I don't know.
Dumamu's in the sun. Off your pop, son.
Off you go.
You, like, put him in a big gun, shoot him at the sun.
Yeah.
How do you convince Vision then? You'd be like, hey, Scarlet Witch has jumped into the sun as well. You better go save her.
To be fair, Vision was very happy to die.
Yeah, Vision was up for being destroyed.
It was only everybody else that had a problem with it.
Vision could probably survive in the sun because he can go through, like, walls and stuff, and he seems, like, relatively impervious to a lot of physical damage.
Okay, well then, maybe he's just a bit warm for a bit.
Yeah, but like, as long as he's happy to live there indefinitely.
Well, just until we've dealt with Thanos without all of the Infinity Stones.
Yeah, well, he's got most of the Infinity Stones.
How many does he have at the point when he was...
5. The one on Vision's head is the last one.
Yes.
So I started right at the end.
You did. Time Stone and the Mind Stone are the last two that he gets.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So, I put Vision in the sun. I put Bandit Cucumber in the sun with him.
Okay.
He somehow gets them back out. He's done everything. He's done the snap. 5 years later, Tony Stark has invented time travel.
Your plan is to lose first.
I'm winging it, all right?
Oh, dear.
I was going to object that Tony Stark has invented time travel, but I think that actually happened in the films.
Like, the first hour of Endgame is them discovering time travel.
Yep, just casually.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, we go back in time.
Okay.
We know that in New York, at one point, there's three stones, right?
Yeah.
All at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, instead of doing the whole forganigans that they try and do in the film, we just tell Tony to allow the nuke to drop. We just destroy the stones with a nuke.
And Tony Stark, a good person, would say yes?
Don't bother, mate. Not worth it.
Don't bother. Just nuke this city.
Yeah!
Right.
Like, what's half of the universes versus New York?
I mean, also, arguably, the stones survive.
That's the exact point I was about to make, Jamie.
Destroying one stone is a big deal that Scarlet Witch manages.
Yeah, I believe the logic of the stones is the only thing that can destroy them is themselves, and because
Scarlet Witch's power is from them, yeah.
She is able to do it through great effort. Maybe you're trying to bury them under a ton of rubble so that Thanos has to search through a ton of rubble to find them, but I think that's as best as you're doing by nuking New York.
And he'll get bored searching through the rubble and go back to killing half the universe manually.
He'll be like, you know what, this isn't worth it.
Yeah.
Is it slow?
Yeah.
I mean, he can also just turn large swathes of rubble into, like, well, he doesn't have the space stone, but the reality stone can, like, do a lot of rubbish.
Yeah. Anything, almost.
Yeah, they're kind of bullshit, aren't they?
Okay, right. So I've gone back in time and New York has been demolished, and I realised afterwards that, oh shit, that's done nothing.
Mm.
So I go back in time to the 1990s, and I tell Nick Fury to at least call his girlfriend, like, at several points earlier on.
Oh, you mean Captain Marvel?
Yes!
Right. I don't think they're canonically dating, but...
No, they're not. But it's like, how many things happen in the MCU? And Nick Fury, as he's about to be turned to dust, goes, oh yeah, now I drop my pager.
It's only for super important things. Like she said, there's loads of other planets out there.
Oh,
she's gonna
yeah,
save them
there
as
is.
Well.
But they were planning on... They did nuke New York.
Also, a whole thing in Endgame is that time travel makes, like, a new reality. They go down that weird route. And so Thanos has one in your main timeline. You just jumped into a new timeline is what you've done, which is a valid answer, I'll grant you. Go to a different timeline that doesn't lose to Thanos and stick around.
So your top answer seems to be that the best case scenario is this is harm reduction, as in Thanos will still be able to decimate planets just slower.
I think that is a very pessimistic approach, but ultimately, yes.
I mean, I have to risk assess all these options, so...
Or the other summary is, if your plan goes well, it's basically just the movies.
No, Vision dies much more horribly.
New York doesn't exist anymore.
I'd also just like to bring up the fact that there are only 15 works tagged Carol Danvers / Nick Fury, which does kind of move away your argument that she was his girlfriend.
Not even a popular ship, dude.
No.
Like, if you were going to carry around your pager for that many years...
She's one of the most powerful beings in the universe. Why would you not keep that pager?
Yeah, and...
And, like, get her to come over and, like, heat your coffee with her laser beam hands.
Yeah, at least be relevant for the last, 30 years that he just kept hold of that pager.
Yeah, because you've got a whole, like, strike force. The Avengers are doing most of the world stuff, and nowhere else has the Avengers, as far as you know, so let her deal with that.
That's fair.
I think he doesn't call her sooner because he's scared that if he calls her for something she doesn't deem enough, she might not come next time.
I mean, the truth of it is the reason he doesn't call her sooner is because that's what worked best for the plot of the films.
Yeah, fair.
Whoa.
Shocking.
They do try and justify it in that, like, yeah, it needs to be a big fucking deal for her to turn up.
Paul, do you have any other comments about this plan before I submit it for final evaluation?
Not about this plan, and definitely not immediately.
Fantastic.
So we're going to go with the fact that I think I've dealt with it in a suitable manner. Yeah, I'm happy to submit that report.
Thank you. It will be taken under consideration. Our next contractor is Jimmy.
Oh, hello. Right, so, Thanos. To start out, I had to do a deep analysis of Thanos' psyche. Now, Thanos probably believes that he's without weakness, but I took a mental note of any weakness that I could find. Once I had uncovered clues as to what approach I needed to take, I had to brainstorm a tad, but I think I've come to a somewhat tidy conclusion.
I'm sensing a theme here.
So let me go over some key points about Thanos. 1. He's on an obsessive search for a set of rare items, more specifically, multicolored jewelry. 2. He enjoys forming complex secret plans to bring about doomsday. And 3. He seeks power for the sake of bringing about what he sees as balance. My plan basically involves providing a different thing for Thanos to focus on or obsess over. So at first, I thought I might have a split decision on what this new focus could be. But as we know, the hardest of choices require the strongest of wills. Force of wills. Because I'm getting Thanos hooked on Magic the Gathering.
Oh, man. I genuinely thought you were describing Dr. Eggman for a second. You were going to bring in Sonic the Hedgehog and the Chaos Emeralds.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I'm not sure these are Marvel properties, but I'm willing to hear you out.
No, I heard the card names from a mile off.
Oh, right. Okay, fair enough.
Now, what format?
I've got that. I've also got contingencies for if he has some of the stones while playing.
Excellent.
Okay, start off for 10.
I have to get to him early.
You have to, real early,
yep.
Like before the fall of Titan early.
Well, I don't know, because he's obsessive enough about things that he's into that I think you could actually redirect him a bit later.
Right, okay, so how are you getting to him early?
So either my plan relies on having to utilize the time travel that's used in the movies, or I am fortunate enough to get the chance to meet him earlier in his life.
We have already reminded ourselves that the time travel in the film universe isn't actually time travel. It's going to a different universe.
Yeah, okay, I'm just going to meet Thanos before he gets too far through his main plan, get him hooked on magic. I've got ideas about what sort of magic he wants to play. I know what will draw him in.
Oh, my word. Oh, he's done it. He's finally made a Magic the Gathering podcast, and it was in Win Stupid Prizes all along.
There we go.
So, here's some important points. There's a format called Vintage, and in Vintage, you get to play with the Power 9. Now, the Power 9 are 9 collectible objects that are really rare and people chase after, and also, 5 of them are differently coloured bits of gem.
You're a genius.
Okay, I'm still not exactly too sure how this stops him from grieving for his whole planet being destroyed.
Oh no, it's a focus. He's going to get hooked. He's going to get addicted. He's going to spend all his time playing and practicing.
Oh, I see. An addiction-based thing.
Yeah.
Could I suggest heroin instead?
No, I think magic is more appropriate for Thanos' particular, like, neuroses.
Does the Time Stone have a big problem with this? Because he can look through the future, find the best decks in the format, and play those.
So the Time Stone, being the penultimate one he gets, is one of the ones he's least likely to have. And I've worked out the Power Stone can't help him cheat pretty much at all. Because the Power Stone just powers things up. Like, oh no, I charged the top card of my deck with extra energy and now it exploded like I'm Gambit from the X-Men.
Whoa. The question isn't making sure that Thanos can't cheat at playing magic.
Oh, I know, but I've covered it anyway.
I would also like to point out that, this is in your favour though, that Thanos is a fairly honourable individual.
Yes.
So he's probably not going to cheat if he enjoys the game enough.
Oh yeah, my main note on cheating is hopefully he won't do it out of fairness. But if he does cheat with a stone, we're going to get Doctor Strange with the Time Stone to judge the event.
Have you considered getting him to join the design team? Because he could then make everything perfectly balanced.
Oh, I like that. See, there's a card called Balance, which is where I started from.
He just uses the stones, like, every time a deck gets above 50% win rate or below, he just changes the cards enough to, like, rebalance the win rates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that means they can do, like, reprints and stuff without having to, like, recall a bunch of cards. He just changes all of that type of card.
With reality, yeah.
Yeah, but I think we're getting off track here. I think Paul's point of how the hell do you get him to do this in the first place is the thing you need to tackle.
I have to meet him early.
Thanos is, like, several thousand years old? I forget these exact
Oh, is he? Okay. I, Jamie, am born years ago and on Titan, and I'm a Titan. There we go. And I get him into magic.
This doesn't sound like you stopping Thanos.
Oh, that's easy, then.
Sounds like you've changed your own reality.
I changed my answer. I'm Galactus, and I just eat him.
I changed my answer. I'm Thanos, and I don't do it.
Point of order. You can't change your answer if you haven't had an answer yet.
Sorry, I'm going to change my future answer. I've already used the time stone to come back to this point. I do apologise.
Withheld.
Admittedly, Thanos travels the world a lot. He might have popped down to Earth at some point. I'll just get him into magic then.
What, when he was on his tourist spree?
Yeah, I don't know. He travelled around.
Wizards of the Coast does like sending out sample decks to influencers and stuff like that. I wonder if we could convince Wizards of the Coast to send Thanos.
Thanos is arguably the greatest influencer in the universe.
Yes.
So I would like to direct people's attention just quickly to a card. You can use Google or whatever. It's called Fist of Suns.
Fist of Suns, Magic together. Oh dear.
Hello, look at this card. For people who don't have access to Google, I am looking at a picture of a slightly steampunk version of the Infinity Gauntlet with all the stones in it.
Yeah. So this card is before the MCU. I think it's a reference to the comic version of the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So we got that.
This still isn't persuading. The fact that Magic the Gathering has effectively the Affinity Gauntlet in it as a card.
Yeah, he will get hooked.
He's also got The Walking Dead. But...
We don't talk about The Walking Dead.
We don't talk about The Walking Dead. There's also, I know what EDH deck he'd play. It's Rakdos the Showstopper.
Good.
So I'll just explain this one. It's a big demon. When he comes into play, it flips a coin for everything in play and kills all the ones that lose the flip.
That's excellent, actually. That's just good for Mags.
Yeah.
Okay, you have persuaded Thanos to play Magic the Gathering, and we now have one person that is addicted to Magic the Gathering.
Yep.
And Wizards of the Coast are beholden to continue making Magic the Gathering for eternity.
Yep.
Because if they stop, and at any point Magic the Gathering stops being interesting, Thanos destroys the world.
Yes.
We're going to have to get some really good game designers on this.
Put the burden of saving the world onto the corporations.
Or I do like the him becoming a designer someday plan.
Yeah, and then it's his fault.
Actually, yeah, no, if he does well enough and becomes a pro, some of the pros get hired for play design. Boom. He's going to win the world championship.
What? So we got Thanos gets a desk job. Thanos does a 9-to-5.
Yeah. Well, play design is actually about playing Magic and making sure it's balanced. So he gets to go to work, play Magic, make some money, buy some Magic cards. Boom.
Should we get some roleplay involved in this non-roleplay podcast?
Yeah, sure. Right, okay. I will be Thanos.
All right, Paul will be Thanos.
Okay, I will point out one thing about Thanos and this.
Uh-huh.
That's your Thanos voice.
Yes.
Just be deep and gloomy.
Deep voice.
All right. Jamie, what are you saying? Sorry.
I know how much of a hook Magic can be.
Yeah, that's why I'm getting you, Jamie, to sell Paul Thanos on this.
And also why I suggested Heron.
Alex, do you want to pick a person to be in this scenario?
Sure, I will be Gus.
Gus?
Gus.
All right, we've got Gus, Thanos, Jamie, and I'll be Benny Boy, see what's name. I'll be the Sorcerer Supreme in this scenario with the Time Stone in case we need some judge rules here.
Okay, so the problem with the roleplay that you're setting out is...
Hello, I am here to destroy the universe and you are presenting an alternative.
Yeah, the best alternative.
And that alternative is small, puny human.
The best, the most complex, the most powerful card game ever made.
What is this cardboard?
Oh, look at the art. You'll really like it. That one's called Fist of Sun.
Oh, that is what I want. You understand
exactly.
What I need.
Yes.
Build me this or I will torture your family.
Oh, you already have it, though. All you need to do...
I have tortured my own daughter. I will definitely torture you.
Oh, I've caught you a bit late. Let me go get you when you're younger.
Hello, I'm really young, Thanos, and my voice hasn't broken yet.
I think you'll find me, Dr. Strangers, can take Jamie back in time a little bit.
That's a key point. Dr. Strange.
Stephen Strange, please.
Dr. Stephen Strange, I feel, is the kind of nerd who would like Magic in his younger years. And I think he'd support this plan.
Yeah, he is the Sorcerer Supreme, which means he's won at least one Pro Tour.
Yeah.
When are we going back to, Jamie? When am I taking you back to talk to Thanos?
We need to visit Thanos in his, like, teen years, when he's a bit of a nerd at school, a bit of an outcast.
Okay, yeah.
He's got, like, a purple zit.
And when is that?
That's a good question. You got the Time Stone, you know that.
I mean, I can move through time, but I
don't... Yeah, just keep moving until we find him as a teenager. Let's go.
I don't have time for this. I'm the Sorcerer Supreme, for God's sake.
Hey, this way you don't need to get snapped out of existence for 5 years.
Hang on, let me just look forward in time quickly.
Okay, 1923, when Thanos was 12.
1923, okay. Time Stone magic noises happen here, and we go back to...
Hello, I am still 1,000 years
old. Hi, I'm Gus! I go to school with Thanos and I keep getting bullied by him.
I accidentally brought this small child with us.
Oh boy, what's that card game?
I think Thanos at school would have been a nerd. He was an outcast. As far as I'm aware, he's the only one on Titan who's like purple. He finds the nerds that no one talks to who'd like to play Magic. Boom, I've solved it. We just need to get Magic to Titan.
You're the only person that can play this with.
Yeah.
I'm introducing all of Titan to Magic.
So I do have a memo from Disney. They have commissioned your Thanos at school idea. They want 5 seasons of animation next week.
Oh, sweet.
All right, so you haven't necessarily won the question, but you have scored a corporate deal, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Do you have anything else you want to bring up? There's the collectible aspect, there's the playing, there's the strategy. There's so many layers to it that he would love. If he's not at a tournament, he'd be watching strategy videos. He'd be making strategy videos. Maybe he'd stream Magic.
It is just that, like, convincing him to drop what is essentially his lifelong goal.
Or a better one.
That's the step that I think needs a judge call on it.
Look, I'm pretty sure that this is the thing that would fill that niche. I'm trying to find an outlet for his way.
Okay, you have nonetheless tried to persuade him by getting his focus on something else. I think we can agree that that is a strategy you can use.
Yeah.
That is a nice method to take, yeah.
It's like, I figured, how can I fill his desires to do these things from an earlier point to just avert the entire thing in the first place?
That.
But step one was, yeah, replace his obsession with something else.
Nice. What are you bringing to the table, Ed?
Well, while James was talking about magic, I was thinking about the way that Thanos does things.
Okay.
And I realized to hold cards and to snap your fingers both require your thumbs.
Okay.
Whenever someone gets the chance, lop a thumb off, can't snap without a thumb.
It also implies the Infinity Gauntlet can only be used by...
Yeah, well, that's his fault in choosing the gauntlet to control it. He decided to go for the gauntlet and snap his fingers, and everyone just thought, what a great idea, Thanos, you're an absolute genius. We're going to copy that with Tony Stark's fake gauntlet.
Yeah, you need some way of channeling them. For some reason, he picked a glove.
Yeah.
Surely his large R&D department would be able to find an alternative use.
Surely if you've chopped his thumbs off, he'd just think of another way.
Yes.
You have to go back, threaten Peter Dinklage again.
He would, but he also killed almost all of them, so they're not going to make him another one.
Yeah.
If Tony Stark can make one, they'll be able to find someone else in the universe that can make one.
That is a point. One does assume there are, like, super advanced races elsewhere.
Yeah. He can still close his fist to use all the stones individually, so it doesn't really...
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
He's got three on each hand and he has to clap.
He could have, like, the Infinity Mask and it only activates when he licks his own nose.
Lop his tongue off. The process continues. He's like, oh, I have completed. Oh, no, my tongue! Where's my tongue?
Oh no, that means it's destroying his hand, it destroys his face.
Then Thor can aim for the head and he'll be fine.
The head again, yeah.
I still think this is quite a difficult task.
This is, but may I transition? If we're trying to take away something that's important for him to complete the process, what else can we get rid of? He has to kill someone he loves to get the Soul Stone. We kill Gamora, and maybe Nebula, not sure he loves her as much, and then he doesn't love anyone, he can't get the Soul Stone. Solved it.
Pretty confirmed he doesn't look... Ah, but he loves Squid Boy.
Does he love Squid Boy?
It was one of the deleted scenes. He was in tears at the fact that Squid Boy had been vacuumed down to space.
I feel like Thanos could... He just takes some time and find someone else to care about.
That's a significant delaying process at the very least.
You're saying the plan is to A, kill Gamora, and then really fuck with Thanos' Tinder profile.
What if he just went back in time and then tried to sacrifice it, like, when he still had Gamora alive, or when someone else...
Well, but then he'd be fucking up a different timeline, right? Because of the way that the MCU sets up time travel. So, it would have saved us.
But he'd be able to steal their stone and take it back to this one.
Yeah.
The real problem with the kill Gamora strategy is she's in space and I have no way to get to space.
We have resources.
Oh, nice.
Wait, second problem with the kill Gamora plan, I expect Gamora would kill you first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to need to recruit some sort of allies in this process. Mm.
Who would you bring with you?
Let's see. Who do I think I could reasonably get on board with this plan? Hawkeye needs a win, so let's bring Hawkeye along.
Vision, because currently he's running away from me.
Let's bring Vision with us, because we can throw him into the sun on the way back. We'll just be like, oh, Vision, there's a problem with the escape pod. Can you check that? Into the sun! Two birds, one stone. If Hawkeye's coming along, obviously Black Widow's going to want to come along, so got at least them two in there.
So you have the two least powerful people.
Yeah, but I'm killing Gamora, who is basically the same as them.
Yeah, an alien with a gun, fair.
Yeah.
How are you convincing these people that killing Gamora is... I don't know if moral relativism is really great in the MCU.
All right, so all I got to do is show Jeremy Renner a picture of his Endgame lookalike and be like, look how emo this dude is. This is you if you don't come with me. And he's like, fuck. All right, dude, whatever you say.
I assume that you, Eddie, are willing to accept death for saving the universe at the hands of whether it be Thanos avenging his daughter, Star-Lord coming after you because you took out his bay, Nebula because she wanted to... Depends on when you catch...
Oh, you mean I'm going to die in the process here?
Yeah, so you kill Gamora, you've stopped this happening, and then, like, a few years later down the line, spaceship coming out of space, Nebula jumps out and stabs you.
I'm like, I didn't kill her. That wasn't me. That was Hawkeye and or Black Widow.
You raise a good point here. You want to kill Nebula and Gamora. Why not arrange a battle to the death and make it balanced enough that they both kill each other?
Isn't that like the thing about them, is that that happens in some of the Guardians films, and it essentially Gamora like always wins and doesn't want to kill Nebula because she is her sister.
Yeah, and at that point, that's when you strike.
That's when I strike. Oh, when they've just had the battle.
Yeah, they've just had their battle.
We can reconcile our differences. Bang, bang, see you later. And Star-Lord's pretty useless most of the time.
Okay, Star-Lord is a bit useless, but Thanos might not be able to snap the universe.
Yeah.
But Thanos will come and murder you for planning that.
It's a price we're willing to pay.
Not me, though.
Yeah, like, if that saves us, sure.
All right, I'm going to move on then.
Thanks for taking that bullet.
You're right, I don't want to get myself killed. That's, like, number one on my list of priorities on a daily basis, is don't die. All right, so, a slightly smaller, less likely to work plan is to seduce Vision. Because if I can seduce Vision and get Scarlet Witch jealous enough, there's a chance that she'll kill him sooner, which then means that Thanos may not see it and have the opportunity to time stone rewind it.
This sounds like putting Vision in the sun with extra steps.
Kind of, but I think more plausible. So obviously the danger here is that if I do successfully seduce Vision, there's a chance that Scarlet Witch just decides to hate me instead.
Yep, that's a big one.
Yeah, and the whole thing doesn't work if she chooses that route. So I have to like seduce Vision in a way that I do it from like afar so that it seems like Vision is chasing me.
What do you think Vision sees in Scarlet Witch, and what Scarlet Witch sees in Vision for that?
I have not watched WandaVision, so I don't know. My immediate response was going to be physical, and that's probably not true.
Ah, so Scarlet Witch likes really red men with yellow gems in their foreheads.
Wait, do you guys not like really red men?
No, yellow gems are where I draw the line.
Okay, yeah.
I'm more of a Blue Man Group sort of guy. I mean, the first time that she sees him, he is naked, so I don't know.
Surely what we need here is what Vision likes.
Yeah, which I think it's just like a kindred soul sort of thing. Like, they both quite lost in where they fit in the world. I thought they bonded over that more than anything else.
And also the fact that both of them are impeccably powerful. Which, no offense said.
Mate, I'm stopping Thanos. I'm powerful as hell.
I have the power to stop Thanos, winky face. Thus, you seduce.
I have the power to lift the spirits of a nation. If they would just fucking listen to our podcasts.
That's how you do it from afar.
Oh.
What, via a podcast?
Via our podcasting.
This is my official pitch to Vision. Hey, baby, come get some of this.
I'm in.
So hang on. So is this the point where we are releasing the podcast series, Hey Vision, How You Doing? And every episode is just us trying to talk sexy to Vision.
Dear. No, that's the thing. You just need to talk from the soul. You just need to connect to him.
How?
You need to talk about like your place in the world, and he'll feel like you said, kindred spirit.
I'm an unemployed boy who is attempting to find his way in the world via podcasts. Hit me up.
Yep.
That was a little too real.
I do like the fact that you took the podcast idea. So the McElroy brothers did the podcast, the McElroy brothers will be in Trolls 2, which got them into Trolls 2.
Holy shit, dude.
And Eddie is going one step further and saying that Eddie will be in Vision, apostrophe S's, pants.
Or vice versa, whatever works.
I will say, I do think Vision, he seems ideal as a podcast listener because he can just play it to himself internally, right?
I'm hoping that he is one of our six listeners currently.
Does Vision just like play it at like 100 speed and he just hears everything?
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe, that means you need to produce a lot more podcasts.
I mean, not necessarily, I just need to be more...
focused.
Open and vulnerable.
Yeah.
So that he can get to know the real me.
Yeah.
Right, okay, what era are we doing this in? So, post-Civil War.
So I need to do it after Scarlet Witch is interested in him.
Which Civil War is a good point for.
But before they run off together?
Post-Civil War means that she gets put in the sea prison.
She gets out at the end, right?
Yeah, but point being is that, like, the divide is already being put there, which means also the love interest is there at that point.
It's the ideal time. She can't see Vision very often. So that's the perfect time for Wanda to see Vision with Eddie,
yeah,
like, hanging out or chatting over the internet or whatever, because COVID.
It's 2018, Jamie.
Oh, yeah, good point, yeah. But also, it's like, so there's a wedge already because they can't see each other very often. Yeah, and yeah, that's yeah, when yeah. you get in there.
Yeah, that's when I make my move.
And he's like, oh, you're filling a hole in my life left by the fact yes. that I can't see Wanda anymore.
Yes, this yeah. is what I'm talking about.
Right. I still feel we haven't answered the question.
I think I have answered every question.
So you are stopping Thanos
yeah.
by getting Wanda to destroy Vision significantly earlier.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as I'm making a rift between them, then when it comes to the point in Infinity War, they're like, you have to kill Vision. Instead of her going, there must be another way, can we detach the stone from him? She will go, all right.
Yeah, okay.
Oh god, you gotta make Wanda incredibly vindictive.
I mean, she is pretty vindictive, right?
Comics Wanda is definitely very vindictive.
I've stolen the man of dreams.
Yeah, but she's not trying to kill you. She needs to kill Vision, not you.
No, yeah.
So why don't you explode?
But like, I'm doing it in such a way that like, I'm not just straight up stealing him from her. He is seeing a better life in me than with her. So he drifts away from her. And so she's okay with killing him.
What if that backfires and instead of her being like more okay with killing Vision, she's actually less because she thinks that she can get him back?
Then Thanos just gets the gem like he did, right? Doesn't even need to rewind time to do it.
She still decides to kill him, so I'm not sure how she can be less okay with killing him and it going worse for everyone, you know?
Yeah, no, that seems legit.
I think you're failing to grasp the kind of, I don't know, like...
the emotional weight of that scene.
Yeah.
No, I love that scene. That scene's phenomenal.
He's trying to make that scene easier on Wanda.
Yeah.
Like, the concept of just killing someone that is innocent.
And no, but she comes to accept it because of the threat that is Thanos. So she's not gonna not do it just because I am now with Vision.
Yeah, and I still think that if Wanda as a character is the same character, she's not gonna do that earlier. If there is the instilled belief that you've got a load of people that are like, no, we're not gonna go and sacrifice someone to do this.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
You're still gonna have the death happen at the same point.
But then Vision is kind of okay with it in his own weird
way. Yeah, Vision is like the most okay with it out of everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, which makes the Vision in the Sun strategy slightly better.
Pop him in!
Yeah. I think Vision in the Sun is strictly better than this plan, unfortunately. Do you have anything else?
That's fine. I do have my final and most complicated plan, which I will be submitting in full essay form.
Fantastic.
The process of this, I think, is an excellent sign into my brain. Vision hit me up. Thanos knows where all the stones are. That is a big problem in the films. And the ones that he doesn't know where they are, he knows someone who knows where they are, so he finds them and pretty much tortures a couple people just to get that information. That means there is like this certain inevitability to Thanos, he is inevitable, that he is going to find them all eventually.
Right.
So, we need to hide one of the stones in such a way that there's no way that anyone can reasonably find it.
Okay.
Maybe years down the line, he will eventually find it. But at that point, we've had a lot of time. We're going to have come up with more plans to defeat Thanos.
Okay, cool.
The most difficult part of this plan is getting one of the stones. Because as we know, four of them are in space. Two of them are on Earth. One of them is in Vision's head. So, before Doctor Strange gets on the scene, I'm going to go to the current Sorcerer Supreme, the Ancient One. Wherever she's hanging out, she's got one of her three temples. New York, China.
London.
London? Oh, brilliant.
I think it's
easy.
London. Like, it's always London.
It's London. That's straightforward. I'll knock on that door until she turns up. I think that the Ancient One is one of the more reasonable people to be able to convince of things, as long as you've got, like, a decent line of logic for it.
Yeah, cool.
So I think, in my knowledge, being like, there's a 1 in 14 million chance that this goes well. I have not been accounted for in this 1 in 40 million. Take a gamble on me. It's probably better odds than those.
I just want to do a point of order here.
Yeah.
If you're coming in before Doctor Strange has turned up, Dormammu's still a problem.
Yeah, if you hide the Time Stone.
Does the Time Stone actively stop him? Or it's the Shrine, isn't it?
No, it's a time loop. He does a time loop with the Time Stone.
Oh, right. Well, then I just have to do it after Doctor Strange and convince Doctor Strange with the same argument.
Yes, basically, yes.
Cool, fine.
You looked into the future to check 14 million possibilities. Do that now instead of in several years' time. You win one of them, whoop-de-doo, take a gamble on me. Did you consider that, or you've now factored it in? What are the odds? Are they better or worse with me? They better be better, because otherwise I'm not getting that stone and it's not going to work.
I do buy the headcanon that Doctor Strange lied in that situation to convince the people that they had to follow the plan.
Yeah, the idea that there's only one doesn't make sense.
Yeah, yeah, the headcanon being that saying there's one chance of victory makes everyone try the hardest, which gives them actually multiple chances of victory, but if he said any other number, they would try less hard, sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally agree with that. However, he said 1 in 40 million, so I'm taking the gamble that I have better odds than 1 in 40 million and therefore will be trusted with the Time Stone.
Because Doctor Strange didn't factor in you.
Well, he didn't, because Eddie's not in the MCU, yeah.
Pretty much. When I was first thinking of this, right, I was like, how do I hide this cosmically powerful being in a way that no one knows exactly where it is? Well, this is going to sound so stupid. Squirrels lose about 80% of the nuts that they Berry, so...
What in absolute monkeys are you doing?
I'm not going to give it to the squirrel, because they only have, like, a territory of, like, maybe a square mile at most, so Thanos would search that in no time at all. But using that concept of hiding it in a way that we don't know or we forget where it is, mm-hmm. my plan is I get a plane.
Uh-huh.
We're flying it over the longest stretch of uninterrupted water.
Okay.
I'm in like a private compartment. There are no external cameras, so you can't see the compartment that I'm in. And I've got a little hatch to throw something out of. No one but me can see this hatch. I'm not going to watch the in-flight screen that shows you how far through your travel are. I don't want to know how far along this flight that we are.
Uh-huh.
I'm not taking any timekeeping pieces with me. I'm going to guess when it's been a few hours and not think about it too much.
Okay.
And simply throw the time stone from this plane over the water, no discernible features around. It drops into the ocean, sinks to the bottom of the seabed. I know roughly where it is, but I don't know exactly where it is. I know it's somewhere in this plane ride,
okay.
But I don't know where precisely, and neither does anybody else on the plane.
Cool.
The logic being, even if Thanos finds out that I'm the one that threw it, he comes and tortures me, and I'm like, yeah, I'll tell you exactly what I know. We flew from here to here. I threw it out, I don't know, probably about 4 hours into the flight, not sure. He's going to have miles and miles of ocean floor to search.
Improvement on that one. You design a hatch with a radioactive material in it that drops it at a time that you don't know.
Oh, we Schrodinger's time stone this thing.
Yeah, we Schrodinger's time stone this thing.
I have several notes here.
Or the other one is literally you tell Vision and only Vision to go into the sun, and the sun is fucking huge. He could be anywhere in the sun.
Yeah, I was like, you could just give it to Captain Marvel and just get her to put it on a random place in space.
I can't contact Captain Marvel, and you've already convinced Vision to go to the sun. I'm not doing that.
That is a combining of plans.
Yeah, anyway.
I'll tell you what, even better. I imagine the stones have some sort of faint radioactive signal. Cover it in like a lead casing that I paint to look like an ocean floor rock. Even if he gets real close to it, he's going to be like, just another rock moving on.
On the point of putting it in a random point in space, surely launching it into space on a rocket that just fuels itself for an unknown amount of time and like doesn't have any sensors on it so can't communicate does a similar job but in a bigger area.
So I considered that, but then it's not that difficult to work out what direction the rocket is heading in, and without any external inertia, it just goes until it hits something.
I guess, but like, you just chuck in some fuel. Don't, like, calculate how much fuel you're putting in it.
Also, space is mostly empty, so if Thanos travels in roughly the right direction, it might be quite easy to spot if he's, like, close enough to
it. I don't know, those stones are quite small.
I mean, a spaceship, right?
We're taking your original pitch.
Yeah, huck it into the sea.
It just feels like Earth is a small enough space for Thanos to explode.
The advantage of it being on Earth is that you can protect it.
Yeah.
Like, if Thanos turns up in the sea, you can do something about it. Whereas you can't turn up randomly in the middle of space
yes.
as it passes Neptune.
Yeah. You can, like, run interference on his search.
I'm doing this early enough that, like, everyone still gets their shot at protecting the other stones, and when they inevitably fuck it up, Thanos is like, where's the time stone? And I'm like, it's in the sea somewhere, dude.
You've got thousands of years.
I think it could probably still be found, but...
Yeah, I think this slows him down significantly.
It does.
Which is the point.
You've also picked the right stone, I think, because the time stone is the one that messes up all other plans on all other ones.
Yes. Honestly, like, all these stones are ridiculously overpowered and probably need a nerf in the latest balance patch.
They probably do.
Yeah. Okay, I can see the plan working, but it has one major flaw that maybe we have to accept.
One. Excellent.
And that is, like with your previous plan where you had to accept, like, Thanos turning up and killing you because you killed his favourite daughter.
Yeah.
You are assigning Earth to be the planet that Thanos comes down to and stays on for his search and probably rules over. However, you've delayed him enough that the rest of the galaxy is probably okay, and if you've stopped him completely, then he just rules here forever and you've saved the universe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have jurisdiction anywhere other than Earth,
yeah.
So I can't really do anything anywhere other than Earth.
Yeah, I get it. That is the burden we will have to bear.
So you're right. I did decide that, like, stopping him is probably not possible because he gets 4 of the stones before he even gets anywhere that I can do anything about.
Yeah.
And so I'm doing the best I can with what I've got.
So I actually had a thought based on your chopping off his thumbs thing.
Ooh.
Why don't we actually get the best hero in the MCU to win and defeat Thanos for us?
Hawkeye?
No. I want there to be Wong, Savior of the Universe. Because there's the fight in Wakanda. For some reason, they didn't bring the fucking wizards. I don't know why.
Yeah, I assumed it was because there weren't many wizards, but then they show up in Endgame and there's like hundreds of them.
We've already proven that portals can chop off arms. Get Wong to be there. Chop off a few arms, a few legs too. Why not a head?
And also, specifically, Thanos' thumb.
He needs people to go through the portal to make them chop stuff off.
Yeah, but we've already shown that people can hold Thanos' arm out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't make a portal in the middle of their arm, presumably.
Move him.
Yeah, but then you just, like, you make the portal and then just nudge his hand in.
Oh, just nudge his thumb in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that if actually at the Battle of Wakanda, there was the wizards. Actually, tell Nick Fury what's happening. Why the hell did Nick Fury only find out as a helicopter fell out of the sky and he went, oh shit, my friend just disintegrated and my legs are disappearing?
Yeah, that is, that I always wonder that. They've had time to assemble in Wakanda. They had time to tell Nick, to tell Captain Marvel.
Tell anybody that could have helped.
Yeah.
Interesting point about time.
Mm-hmm.
Could we convince Doctor Strange to use the Time Stone to yeet the Time Stone back in time?
I somehow feel the Time Stone can't go back in time.
Why not?
Because otherwise it betrays duplicates of itself.
You just send it 1 second back in time and just go like, bloop, oh, I've got 50, sweet.
Well, okay, that would be a glitch, I guess. But like, but then, no, it's a closed loop, isn't it? Because if you throw it back in time, it... No, it's not a closed loop, is it? It just sits there until someone finds it.
Because you go to a parallel universe, and that parallel universe now contains 2 Time Stones.
Oh no, I've entered the concept of time travel.
Okay, we've solved it. Can we yeet all of the Infinity Gems into the other universe via time travel? Oh no, if we lose ours, something goes wrong, doesn't it?
I do think the multiversal time travel has a lot of moral questions to answer, because you are essentially dooming that original multiverse to the fate of Thanos being there.
Should have a bit of a summary. Ed, can you summarise yours?
The answer that I am submitting is the Huck the Time Stone in the Sea plan.
Cool.
Which in theory delays him long enough that hopefully other heroes come up with a strategy that can actually defeat him while he's on the seabed looking for the Time Stone.
Cool.
Like chopping his head off.
That'll do.
Jamie.
Okay, mine is meet Thanos when he's young, get him into the best game ever, and he'll be so hooked he doesn't go on his murder plan spree.
Cool.
You're right. Let's get Thanos into Fortnite.
And my answer is, oh my god, that's a whole new question.
In.
Thanos was in Fortnite.
He was in
Why
Fortnite.
Why don't we just look at Fortnite?
Shit.
How do we defeat Thanos? We just go to Fortnite. That's the answer.
Just get him in a battle royale with 99 other people.
Right, change my answer. Ignore putting Vision in the sun. Ignore the whole thing about getting Wang involved in Wakanda and nuking New York. No, what we're going to do is, because Fortnite exists in the MCU, we're going to wait until Fortnite adds Thanos to Fortnite and use the video game logic to fight Thanos and beat him that way.
Is this an official change of your answer?
Yes, Cam.
No, no, come on, surely not. You just stole my idea.
Sniped.
Judge, please, Judge, he's already submitted his answers. Don't accept the Fortnite slot. Throw it out of court, please.
I'm not sure if I can do that.
No.
Possibly you might have clinched this.
Outrageous. This isn't fair.
Because a lot of your answers are harm reduction. Eddie, your answer will
work.
Still cause a lot of suffering, and you're just leaving it to other people. Jamie, I think even with the great tutorials we have now with Magic Arena, I'm not sure that you'll be able to get him hooked.
Oh, psh.
And that's a big risk.
If Magic Arena would like to sponsor this, please do.
Paul, I think this might work. I think that you've got a good chance of winning here. On behalf of the company, I'm going to have to award you with the contract.
No.
I'm so happy that your safety review has included the Fortnite provision for Thanos' proposal.
There must be a higher authority. No, I stole my answer, Judge. I said Fortnite first. Give me the credit.
Oh, but I have the plan, though, baby.
Oh, man. This is a Win Super Prizes first. A last-minute switcheroo to steal it.
Paul, your prize is half a bowl of Rice Krispies. The other half have been snapped away. They are also Sainsbury's own brand Rice Krispies because I can't afford.
Mate, when we get sponsored, we'll splash out on some proper Rice Krispies for you. Rice Krispies, if you would like to sponsor this episode, get in touch.
We're doing plenty of snap-related content.
Yeah.
We can do if you sponsor it, or cereal-related. We'll make it work, don't worry. And if you want to get in contact with us, we are at Hexagogon on Twitter. We are Hexagogon FB on Facebook. We are Hexagogon Live on Twitch. We're Hexagogon on YouTube. And I think that's every... Oh, www.hexagogon.com. And to clarify all of those spellings, it's Hexagorgon. If you want to sponsor us, at us. Please, we need the money.
Next Win Stupid Prizes question. Like, what is Batman's favourite cereal?
Oh.
Who would win in a fight, Snap, Crackle, or Pop?
How do you complete Quest 4 in Raid Shadow Legends?
Raid Shadow Legends, I'll fucking do it.
It's a great game, guys. It's got 4 billion downloads, so it must be good.
At the start of a stream, I've been enjoying Raid Shadow Legends. You can just see the Magic Arena open in the background.
Oh, man. I mean, I'll do it. I'll sell my soul for sponsorship.